Hey everybody, you are listening to Advice from a Child, the only podcast that gives you a child's perspective on today's problems. Think about that sweet innocence we all used to see the world with. Let us help you find that again. It's never too late to see things from the eyes of a child again. Hey, hey, hey everybody, you are on with Taylor and
Baja.
And we are so happy to have you here today. Thank you for joining us. We hope you had a great day. We are doing things a little bit different here this time. We are asking generic advice questions that were produced by an AI robot. So we hope you all enjoy, and we hope some of these questions could help you out. All right, so are you ready to jump in, Baha?
Mm-hmm.
All right, our first question is, how can I improve my public speaking skills?
For personal reasons, I would like to look above people's heads. That way, for I cannot be scared of public speaking or everybody looking at me. Because normally when I have a class and I have to talk and all that, everybody starts looking at me and I get really frightened.
That's what weirds you out?
Yeah, I get really frightened and all that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Probably what most people think is just everybody staring at them and it's like, why y'all staring at me? But, I mean, they got you.
And I can't tell them to stop. And it just gets me, like, really nervous because there's so many people in the class.
That's a good thing. So you look above their heads? Okay, what's another thing that you do?
I would take deep breaths and...
Do the deep breaths? Is there, like, a certain way that you do it?
I use the way that you would teach me, actually, how you would breathe in the pizza and then breathe it out.
And by that, she's talking about, for adults, I say, smell the candle. So you're smelling it through your nose and then blow it out your mouth. So breathe in, breathe out your mouth. But with kids, I say, smell the pizza and then blow it because it's hot. Okay, so that, to explain that. Okay, is there anything else that you do?
I take 10 seconds to myself.
10 seconds to yourself to do what?
Give me some thoughts of what to do while they're looking at me. At first, I didn't know what to do when I just first started. But after I thought about it for a while, I gave myself 10 seconds. I thought what I could do.
Are you talking about 10 seconds of courage?
Yes.
Like from the movie?
Kind
of. I don't know if y'all ever watched the movie, We Bought a Zoo. But there's this amazing part in it where he says, you get 10 seconds of courage. And ever since I watched the movie from, I don't know if I was like a kid or a teenager, but it like changed my life. Because every time I was scared to do something, I was always like 10 seconds. All I got to do to approach this person or, you know, achieve this is give me, you know, 10 seconds of courage. And if you haven't watched that movie, I would definitely check it out because I even tell my kids or my little nieces, nephew, anybody, 10 seconds of courage is all you need because, look, it worked in my life. It worked in the movie. I don't know who actually thought of it. I would love to give them credit. I would love to shake their hand. But, you know, okay, moving on. Okay, is that all you have for that one?
Yes.
Okay, let's move on to our next question. Okay, what are some effective ways to deal with stress and anxiety? Now, I know a lot of people, especially since 2020, really have a lot of stress and anxiety. So this one I know can hit home for a lot of you. What are some ways that you can deal with stress and anxiety, Baba?
I would take some rest breaths.
The same way that we had talked about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Turning negative thoughts into positive thoughts.
That's another thing that I always talk about. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Dr. Christian Conti. He's a person on YouTube. He does like anger management stuff on YouTube. But he also has a lot of emotional like support videos. And if you have not checked him out, I totally 100% recommend him. He changed my life, like totally changed my life, and even with my parenting, like he has some parenting videos, and I implemented all of it into how I parent my children. So I completely, if you have not watched him, watch him. Okay, I'm sorry, baby girl. Okay, what is something else that can help with stress and anxiety?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
Encourage myself? I don't know.
Definitely encourage yourself. Positive affirmations, looking at yourself.
I already said that. I already said positive affirmations.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
I said all
exercise. Exercise is... Yeah.
How does exercise help with anxiety?
It's proven. It's actually scientifically proven that if you exercise... I'm not exactly sure about the science. I should have looked it up beforehand. But there's some type of way that it helps you get happy. Maybe that's something with your serotonin. I don't know. But it helps. Okay. Moving on. All right. Let's see. What is our next question? Oh, this is a good one. How can I build and maintain strong relationships with my friends and family?
So, I would keep in contact regularly.
Like, how regular? Like, daily or weekly or monthly or...
Yearly.
Yearly?
Yeah.
So, like, once a year?
No, weekly. I thought you meant, like, by the time I was gonna, like, text you or something, like, every day of the year.
Oh, okay. So you're saying more like daily then.
Yeah.
Well, what's good about social media, you can stay in contact without completely staying in contact by sharing pictures and videos and...
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else?
I would probably ask a lot of questions about how to contact them regularly to see how they're doing or... possibly anything else.
Yeah, and by asking a lot of questions, always tell my kids to get to know somebody, ask a lot of questions. Asking questions is the best thing or the best way to learn anything or anybody, especially open-ended questions. And if you don't know what an open-ended question is, it's a question that cannot just be answered yes or no to. You know, where do you want to be in the next 5 years would be an example. Or how do you feel about work right now? You know, and then they could tell you, you know, how they feel about work. And then maybe later on you could bring it up, whatever they tell you. And then y'all can go on and they're like, hey, they remembered that. And then it's building that foundation for a great relationship because they feel like they trust you. Y'all having these deep conversations, so on and so forth. So that was a good one, my baby girl. Okay. So, any other one?
I would probably remember important... I don't know.
Remember important things?
Yeah, remember important things.
Yeah, well, that's like I was just saying, so, yeah.
I just got messed up what I was going to say.
Now, that's good. Remember important things. It's always important for anybody... I know, especially, like, with my husband or my kids remember something important about me. Or, like, my little girl for Mother's Day. She had this little Mother's Day thing, and I had, like, the different things that I like, or what I like to eat, or what I like to do. And it meant so much to me how she knew me so well. You know, I mean, she knew that I loved to swing. She knew at the time I was eating so much cabbage, I was going to turn into a cabbage. And she wrote about the cabbage on there. And it's like she paid attention to me. And that means a lot. And I think that's what all of us want, is somebody that really pays attention. Somebody that listens and is not just one ear out the other. So to build a strong relationship with friends or family, I think it's important to show them, hey, I heard you. I remember you. And now I'm returning it with... You know, what's the word for it? Some communication, I guess. I don't know, I lost my train of thought, but I think y'all get my point. Okay, let's see. Our next question and our last question is, How can I reduce negativity and increase positivity in my life? So what do you think for that, Baha?
So I would practice gratitude, and I think I would surround myself with positive people.
And that's very important, is getting negative people out your life. I mean, if you're around negative people, you're going to be negative. I mean, that's just fact.
Yeah, I would also probably focus on the present. It's because, like my mom always says, thinking about the past brings depression. Thinking about the future brings anxiety. Thinking about the present brings peace.
Oh, I can't believe you remember that. That's another thing I got from Dr. Christian Conti. I don't think he worded it exactly like that, but it was one of those things that, like, really hit home for me, because I was a person always stuck in the past. Why did this happen? Why did that happen? You know, why did I deserve this? You know, just always that person, or always wondering about the future. Will this happen? Will that happen? You know, well, I'm still kind of impatient sometimes, but I try and remain in the peace. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
In the present to have that peace.
Jesus Christ.
So, yes, that was our last question, and that will be all for us today. I hope you all enjoyed. Until next time, that was all from me, Taylor, and
Baha.
Please like, subscribe, follow, and share, and let us know what you think. And if you have any questions you would like answered, any advice you want given, please send it on this way, and we will get back to you. Thank you. Bye.
If you send a voice message, we can include you in one of our videos, and make sure to sub and like.
Yes. What she said. Now, bye.
Bye.